Madam President. As this is the first time during your presidency that Austria is taking the floor, we would like to congratulate you on the assumption of the presidency of the CD and wish you every success, and please be assured of Austria's full support. Austria aligns itself with the EU statement, and please allow me to make a few remarks in a national capacity. Our modern societies and economies are heavily and increasingly reliant on space-based infrastructure and services. Access to space is also relevant to ensure the achievement of the Sustainable Development Goals. Safeguarding the safe, responsible, and peaceful use of outer space must therefore be of utmost importance and priority for the international community. Austria has always been committed to further strengthening the rules-based order, which applies to outer space, not the least to avoid conflict and confrontation in this domain. We also need to rebuild confidence and trust among space actors, taking all possible actions to prevent misunderstanding and reduce the risk of escalation as much as possible. Austria commends the United States for its initiative and commitment not to conduct destructive direct asset tests, and all states who have already joined in. Austria, together with all EU member states, supported the UN General Assembly Resolution 7741. My country considers the risks and consequences associated with destructive direct asset tests as unacceptable. Firstly, the creation of space debris hinders space activities and reduces access to space. And secondly, possible threats or responsible behavior regarding such tests could lead to escalation due to misunderstanding, misinterpretation, or miscalculation. Austria has also been a steadfast supporter of the work of the UN Committee on the Peaceful Uses of Outer Space, including its space debris mitigation guidelines as endorsed in the General Assembly's Resolution 62/14. In light of this consideration, Austria commits not to conduct destructive, direct ascent anti-satellite missile testing. Austria regards the initiative towards a global norm to ban direct ascending destructive anti-missile tests as one very concrete measure on the path to a more comprehensive set of norms and rules, including legally binding instruments, to ensure space security and safety for all. Austria remains committed to supporting all efforts to preserve the integrity and sustainability of outer space and to protecting space-based infrastructure and services. I thank you.